I'm from Augusta, Georgia. My mother was born here in Trenton and murdered in Atlanta, Georgia, along with her father. I was 11 years old at the time of the murder. The last time I spoke before hearing, it was before the Board of Pardons and Parole in Georgia, on behalf of my mother and her family, as we pled for the sentence of death to be commuted. We were denied that. We felt that my mother and my grandfather would not have wanted their death to be predicated by another death or lead to another death. We were denied and seen as bad victims, and as a result, my father was executed by the state of Georgia. I can speak on both sides of the victims. There are victims on both sides. There are victims who have had family members murdered. I'm one of those. There are also victims who have had their child or their son or daughter executed. I'm also one of those. My children will now live with the legacy of yet another parent being murdered. Leading up to my father's execution, there was a botched execution right before his in the state of Georgia, where the medical doctor had to rush in and cut a central line in order to get the drugs into veins. I know just from experience leading up to that, the fear that I had that would also happen to my father. When the day he was executed, my children were playing on the lawn there in Jackson. They were close to their grandfather, and the last thing we wanted was for him to be executed, but for it to be botched as it had been before. Without that knowledge, we would maybe not have been able to make informed decisions. It was my greatest relief when the lawyers and the media came out and said that the execution had not been botched. I'm here today just to give a view on both sides, but also to ask that the officials honestly and earnestly provide the public with all of the information that they need to make an informed decision on whether they support or do not support a moratorium or the death penalty, capital punishment in general.